Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, and it is time to get your BTN News Show Friday edition started. It's the 19th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Google has finally done a little optimizing when it comes to their Wi-Fi routers, particularly for the ones of us out there that got slow internet connections. The update, by the way, coming to the Nest Wi-Fi and the Google Wi-Fi routers, apparently will improve the overall performance with slow internet connections. So those of us out there that don't really have 100 megabits per second, you know, more like around the 10 to 15 megabits per second, this should actually help maintaining, you know, a smooth video call or even gaming sessions if you can actually do that on a 15 megabit connection. It's also going to improve the connectivity just around the house through Wi-Fi, apparently giving faster Wi-Fi radio channels. And it will also know which device actually needs to be prioritized more. Google says the routers will automatically update themselves. However, though, if you are having a problem with your router and you can't connect, chances are that update didn't go so well. Usually an unplug and restart, that should do the trick. Well, there's been kind of a back and forth going down between the Australian Competition and Consumers Commission, let's just say ACCC for short, and Facebook. Yes, apparently, at least according to The Guardian, the ACCC wants Google to pay for news content, particularly for the local news. Facebook, on the other hand, is telling the Australian news content providers, hell no, we ain't doing that. So why wouldn't Facebook want to do this? I mean, obviously, they got enough money in the bank probably, right? Well, they're saying users aren't engaging as much with news content anymore. Ever since they did their little news feed changes way back in 2018. So Facebook is saying the news does not drive significant long-term value for its business. Though they're really trying hard to get local news content on there, though, aren't they? Kind of a double standard. Now, this also has a little bit to do with the Australian government ordering the ACCC to create a mandatory code of conduct for Facebook and Google to pay for news content back in April. At that time, it was supposed to be completely voluntary. And then the pandemic happened, which, as you probably guessed, affected, well, pretty much everything, including ad revenues. The ACCC is also not giving up either. They're still trying to find little loopholes and ways to see if they can charge Facebook for the content, but as of right now, nothing has been finalized. And finally, speaking of paying for something, boy oh boy, email addresses, let's face it, the shorter they are, the less complicated they are, the better they are, right? Well, the email service over at Hey is saying, hey, we've got something simple for you. Just give us a lot of money for it. Hey is a newly announced email service, by the way, that is actually offering a 2 or even 3-letter email address service. So like you could say, okay, at hey.com, that's my email address. That's easy to remember, right? Or you could even say fun at Hey.com. Also easy to remember, right? Yeah. Well, if it sounds attractive to you, this might be something you want to remember. It's called money. Because for 2 letters over there at Hey.com email service, that'll set you back $999 a year. That's right, just a shade under $1,000 a year for a 2-letter email. Now, for a 3-letter email, the cost goes way down, as in $375 a year. You can kind of see the trend here. The more letters you add, the more the cost goes down. A 4-letter one or longer actually will set you back the usual $99 a year. However, though, to pay up, you gotta be invited. Hey right now is still an invite-only service, though it is planning a broader launch sometime next month. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, we will. Well, most likely, if the story's good, of course. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find all the British Tech Network content, all of the podcasts over there, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more. Give us a like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room. If you haven't done it yet, you have no idea what you're missing out on. So do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. Yep, headed into the weekend. We will, however, though, get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.